Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to recordings made by one of swing music's most famous bandleaders, done with a modernist tint, when he was forced to reduce the size of his orchestra. It's Count Basie, the 1950 octet recordings, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Yeah. just woke up today. Hey, baby, what a fool I've been. Well, I'll never, never, never leave my baby again.
The Count Basie Octet with If You See My Baby, Google Eyes, the vocalist there, and before that, Rat Race, featuring tenor saxophonist Georgie Auld and Gene Ammons from Count Basie, the Octet Sounds on the Osium label. We'll be playing the 1950 octet and combo recordings of Count Basie on this edition of Nightlights. In January of 1950, beleaguered by the business woes that had afflicted so many other big bands around this time, Count Basie broke up the orchestra that he'd been leading for 14 years. A month later, he fulfilled his contract obligations with Victor by doing an octet date, and a few days later opened at the Brass Rail Club in Chicago, with trumpeter Clark Terry and drummer Gus Johnson the only holdovers from his big band. Other members didn't even know that Basie had formed a small group at first. Legend has it that longtime Basie guitarist Freddie Green found out where they were playing, sat down with them on the bandstand, and stayed with Basie this time, one way or another, for the rest of his life. Basie had done small group recordings before, including the legendary Jones Smith Incorporated 1936 date with Lester Young and the Kansas City Seven Sides from the late 1930s. This time around, he recruited younger musicians steeped in the language of bebop, such as baritone saxophonist Serge Shaloff, tenor saxophonist Charlie Rouse and Wardell Gray, and clarinetist Buddy DeFranco for his ensemble, which ranged in size throughout its existence from a sextet to an octet. Buddy Rich also set in on drums for the octet's Columbia date in early 1950, a date that included writing from Neil Hefti, a composer and arranger who would play a very prominent part in the sound of Basie's later big band. We'll start off with one of his contributions, Neil's Deal, with the Count Basie Octet on Nightlights. Thank you. Count Basie Octet doing These Foolish Things and Song of the Islands from November of 1950. Song of the Islands, a tune the Basie Big Band had recorded all the way back in 1939. This version featuring Wardell Gray on tenor sax, Clark Terry on trumpet, and Buddy DeFranco on clarinet. We also heard You're My Baby, You and Neil's Deal from May of 1950. All of these coming from Count Basie, America's number one band, the Columbia years, on the Sony Legacy label. Neil's Deal refers to Neil Hefti, the arranger and composer who had come out of the Woody Herman Big Band and was doing some work for Basie's small groups in 1950. Basie met another significant figure in the future of the 1950s Basie Big Band when the octet returned in the fall of 1950 to the Brass Rail in Chicago, and that was singer Joe Williams, who would team up with Basie years later for the hit Every Day I Have the Blues and numerous other recordings. According to Basie bio discographer Chris Sheridan, Williams actually began to sit in with the Basie small group during their stay at the Brass Rail around this time. Joe Williams was in his future. In the summer and autumn of 1950, Basie made some short films with two famous singers from his big band past. One was for Universal Studios, the other with Helen Humes was a telescription, a sort of early version of a music video done for television programming. We'll hear the Universal film music first. Basie's vocal collaborator here was none other than Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday and Count Basie on Nightlights.
Them that's got shall have, them that's not shall lose, so the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Rich relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Hey there, baby, make up your mind, 'cause I've been waiting such a long, long time. Now, baby, I'll never. I've been so sad and blue. Now, baby, I'll never. I've been so lonesome too. Now, baby, I'll never. If I mean anything to you. Now, baby, I'll never. 'Cause I've wasted so much time. Now, baby, I'll never. And it ain't no fault of mine. It's gotta be yes or no. It's either you stay or go. You can't leave me on the shelf. You gotta commit yourself. It's either you will, baby, or won't fall in love with me. I'm gonna call you once more on the telephone. I'll give it till 12 and I'll be gone. Now, baby, I'll never. I've been so sad and blue. Now, baby, I'll never. I've been so lonesome too. Now, baby, I'll never. If I mean anything to you. Now, baby, I'll never. 'Cause I've wasted so much time. Now, baby, I'll never. And it ain't no fault of mine. It's gotta be yes or no. It's either you stay or go. You can't leave me on the shelf. You gotta commit yourself. It's either you will, baby, or won't fall in love with me.
Oh,
Helen Humes in October of 1950 with the Count Basie combo doing If I Could Be With You. We also heard Billie Holiday with the combo doing God Bless the Child and Now Baby or Never from Count Basie's Septet and Octet on Film and Live. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Nightlights. We're playing the music of Count Basie's 1950 Octet and Combo on this edition of Nightlights, a group that Basie put together after disbanding his big band at the beginning of 1950. Basie always remained a big band leader at heart, and in the spring of 1951, he formed a 16-piece group to play at the Apollo Theater in New York. This was pretty much a one-off deal, however. It only lasted for 1 week, and Basie still wasn't confident enough that he could sustain a permanent large ensemble. I mentioned earlier that Basie had recruited some younger, more bop-influenced musicians for the Octet and Combo, and some of the live performances from this period show Basie moving about as close to bop as he ever got. Here's a Basie Combo performance of the bop anthems How High the Moon and Ornithology from an April 28, 1951 broadcast from New York City's Birdland.
Thank you.
Count Basie Combo, live from Birdland in New York City, April 28, 1951, doing Bluebeard Blues, co-written by Neil Hefti and Count Basie. And Buck Clayton, former Basie Big Band member, joining the combo there on trumpet. Clark Terry, also on trumpet. Marshall Royal on clarinet, Wardell Gray on tenor sax, Count Basie on piano, Freddie Green on bass, Jimmy Lewis on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. We also heard How High the Moon and Ornithology from Count Basie's septet and octet on Film and Live. In late 1951, Billy Eckstine would persuade Basie to form a new big band, one that would go on to become a swing powerhouse of the 1950s, the so-called New Testament Band. Basie's octet recordings would come to be seen as an aberrant footnote in the history of one of America's greatest 20th century jazz orchestras. In fact, they were an important transitional moment. During the time of the octet and combo's existence, Basie began to work with both arranger and composer Neil Hefti and singer Joe Williams. And as Basie bio discographer Chris Sheridan observes, the combo kept alive the spirit of Basie's music, raised musical standards, and in many ways paved the way for the new rhythmic and musical approach of the New Testament band that was about to burst forth. The Count Basie Octet in November of 1950 with Tootie on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
Count Basie Octet in November of 1950 doing Basie's 1 o'clock jump. We also heard Little White Lies, I'm Confessin', and Tootie from Count Basie, America's number one band. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Pascash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead. Thank you.